stout? What I want to know here is, are strong and stout the same thing? Is a man...
Not necessarily. You can be strong and be slender.
All right. Now, if a man is stout, does this bring to your mind what? Do you say that man is really stout, or that man is a stout man?
Fat.
You think of heavy set.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think of physically strong?
Not necessarily.
You think of
he
heavy set.
He could be a
first.
Softy and still be fat.
You think of the heavy set part
mm-hmm.
first
mm-hmm.
when you hear stout. All right. Speaking of someone who's elderly, but gets around a great deal and is very, very active and goes and has a good time, you say, oh, she is...
Me.
You might say, she's a old lady. She's a... Say she's 90 years old and she's charging around all directions. She's a... Spry?
Yeah, spry.
How would you use that? You'd say, oh, she's...
Active.
Would you ever say she's mighty spry, she's right spry?
Mm-hmm.
Or she's pert?
Mm-hmm. I think of pert, though, being more tone of voice.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use spry to refer to a young person?
For a young person?
Yes.
No, I think you kind of take it for granted that a young person is spry.
All right. What about chipper? Would that be?
Yes, that's a good description.
Is chipper. That for an older person or a younger person?
Older. I'd say older.
All right. You ever heard of feisty used to refer to a person?
Feisty would mean, kind of a spitfire.
Right. Would that be an older person as well as younger?
Could be anybody, I think.
All right. When you are concerned about something that might happen, you might say, I sure am that that's going to happen. I'm
sorry.
You wouldn't say, I'm concerned that's going to happen. You might say, I'm
distressed.
Afraid. Would you ever say, I'm scared that's going to happen?
Yes.
Are they the same thing?
I think I'd come nearer saying, I'm afraid it is. Then
right,
I'm scared it is.
All right. If a snake suddenly appeared out of one of those papers,
now
you
I'd
would
be scared.
All right. Now, is scared more immediate than afraid? Would you be afraid or scared?
Scared is there's a danger there, and I'm scared.
But you are always
afraid too,
of snakes.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You are afraid of snakes, but when one appears, you are scared?
I'm scared.
Now, I'm trying to make that distinction, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the two synonyms
mm-hmm.
and see if you agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're nodding your head up and down.
I'm ready to run.
And then if it's something that, let's see, if you were saying, how about a thunderstorm here? Would you say, I'm afraid it's going to rain, or I'm scared it's going to rain?
I might say, I'm afraid it's going to rain.
Like, I'm afraid it's going to rain.
But I'm scared of the lightning.
You're scared of the lightning.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a danger in scared that there isn't an afraid, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more immediate and a little more emotional.
I think so.
All right, fine. A person is afraid now, but she didn't to be. She
didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A person who is not careful is?
Careless.
Mm-hmm. A person who's a little eccentric, a little strange, you'd say, I hear the expression, he's a some kind of duck. He's a...
Queer duck.
All right. Now, the expression... Queer. Is this changing? Now, would